Now, I want us to look for just a moment something I often set forth, and it's this. We take the gospel of Jesus Christ and we present it this way. Do you know you're a sinner? They say yes. Then we go on to the next question. Do you want to go to heaven? If they say yes, we go on to the next question. Would you like to pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart? If they say yes and do that, at the end, we pronounce them saved. Now let's just look at that. Do you know you're a sinner? My dear friend, if you say yes, or if any man says yes, I know I'm a sinner, it means absolutely nothing. The devil knows he's a sinner. The question, the evangelical question, the gospel question to the hearer is not, do you simply know you are a sinner? But the question is, upon hearing the gospel preached, has God so worked in your heart that your view towards sin has changed? I could say it in this radical way, that the sin you once loved and boasted of, you now hate and are ashamed of. Is there any change in your relationship to sin? Not just do you know you're a sinner. Do you have a heart change wrought by the power of God with regard to that sin? And then the question, do you want to go to heaven? Obviously, when we ask that question, we betray ourselves and show that we've never studied political theory. Because that's what politics is all about. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Build a utopia on earth. A wonderful place where we can all be happy. You see, everyone wants to go to heaven. But as I often say, the problem is most people don't want God to be there when they get there. The question is not, do you want to go to heaven? That's why so much preaching is so wrong. So much singing is so wrong. The question is not, do you want to go to heaven? The question is, has God done such a work in your heart that you now esteem Him, desire Him? Do you want Him? Do you see the value of Christ? And then, do you want to ask Jesus to come into your heart? That language, where it came from exactly. Is it what came from Romans 10? No, it didn't. Well, Revelation 3:20, it's it. No, it's not. It is simply a way to get God to move into some place. But it's all wrong. What is the gospel call? The gospel call is repent and believe. Repent and believe. Repent and believe.